You're listening to Presence and Purpose, a podcast all about helping you build an authentic online presence and live out your God-given purpose. I believe that the key to standing out in this noisy online business world is by being fully yourself, because God's equipped you through your personality, gifts, life experience, and even your quirks to serve your people. So get ready to hear real stories and lessons learned on all things branding, finding your people, sharing your message, and so much more. So today I am sharing with you a recent conversation that I had all around narrowing down your ideal clients, specifically narrowing down your ideal clients based on value system and articulating who that is exactly. So if this is something that you are working on in your business, this is definitely an episode you're going to want to listen to. So I sat down and talked with Cherie, and she is a web designer. She's just getting into web design, and this is the piece that she was really still needing clarity on. And so it's really cool to hear in the conversation from beginning to end, kind of that progression and those moments where things are beginning to click into place. But before we dive into the episode, I want to let you all know that I am doing a giveaway to celebrate the launch of this podcast and that we are officially live on iTunes, which is super exciting. So I'm going to be giving away one 45-minute one-to-one brand strategy session. It'll be a lot like what you're about to hear right now. So if you have a struggle or a question around your brand, that is a chance to really dive deep and get your questions answered and have someone just listen to you, which is so powerful, as you're about to hear, with just gaining clarity and gaining confidence. So what you need to do to enter to win is, number one, subscribe on iTunes. Step two, of course, listen to this episode or another one if you haven't yet. Number three, if you are loving this podcast, be sure to leave an honest review and a rating. And then four is screenshot your review and tag me. So whether you love Instagram stories, you can share it there and tag me at Natalie Arndt Design, or you can tag me on Facebook, and my Facebook is also Natalie Arndt Design. So good luck, and let's jump into the episode.
So I feel like the whole time I've been thinking about building a business and stuff, the ideal client has kind of gotten me a little stumped. I know I want to work with female entrepreneurs, primarily Christian. I don't mind working with non-Christians as long as our values line up, if that makes sense. I think my biggest thing is, like, I really enjoy, like, the health and wellness stuff because it's helped me so much. But so much in, like, the natural health world is very new agey and stuff. And so I feel like if I make that my ideal client, it's, like, Christian wellness people is, like, so narrow. I mean, it can be, it's just kind of hard, I feel like, to find. I mean, they're definitely out there, but I just feel like it's super narrow. Plus, I just don't know if I want to, like, I wouldn't mind working with, like, a health coach or stuff like that, but I also really enjoy design, so, like, working with a brand designer, working with an interior designer, like, I would really enjoy that too. So
yeah,
I feel like in general, just working with female entrepreneurs that are Christian and share values, like, I'm like, is that too broad? I feel like way is super narrow and one way is, like, super broad. And
I'm
that's where I'm kind of like, that's where I'm kind of stuck.
And it's funny because as you're saying this, I'm like, this was the same, very similar dilemma that I had when I, like, pivoted to serving Christian female entrepreneurs, because I
like felt a really strong tug that I needed to involve faith in my business. But at the time, I hadn't gotten any clients at that point, but I started out wanting to serve health and wellness entrepreneurs. And so I was in the same, I was like, do I serve Christian health and wellness entrepreneurs?
Yeah.
But for me, like the way that I kind of drew a line in the sand was like, what did I want the common denominator to be? Would I rather work with entrepreneurs who are Christian? And there will definitely probably be some people who are maybe, you know, like I've worked with a stress management coach. And so she's kind of doing health and life coaching. Like there's definitely some of that that comes in. Or did I want to work with all, you know, health coaches, people in nutrition, and maybe some of them will be Christian. And so that was kind of how I drew a line in the sand. But then I also know it's a very personal thing of like who you feel called to serve. And so it's a lot of just kind of like working through that. And when you said, when you talked about like sharing the values, have you written out like what those values are?
Yeah, I did. One of the overarching themes that I've seen as I've worked through stuff is just being awake to the different opportunities. And like for like in my husband and my past, like we were involved in an MLM, which works for some people and works doesn't work for other people. And we had, you know, we had some good experiences, but it was very like, this is what you have to do to make money. And like, it's the only way. And I feel like you get into that so often, like you, like, this is the way, like you go to college and you get a job and, you know, like that's the way, or this particular company is the only way, or like, you know, but really like God gave us all different purposes. And we're going to thrive the most when we're in that. And it looks different for everybody. Mm-hmm. So I feel like my values are kind of like helping people. I just want to help people like look beyond the ordinary and think mm-hmm. outside the box. Like with my history of like chronic health stuff, like if I would have, I feel like if somebody would have told me years ago to like look outside the box and like you could work from home mm-hmm. or, you know, like all these different things, like that would have been so helpful. And I feel like I was thinking about this morning, like I feel like this is kind of like an aside thing, but like helping, I'd like to somehow, and I'm not sure how it looks, but somehow help other women who are struggling with chronic illness or just that kind of stuff, like realize that there's stuff they can do in that mm-hmm. and that they don't have to just wait until they can go get another full-time job or stuff like that. Like you can totally do stuff from home. Mm-hmm. And obviously that wouldn't be my ideal client because they don't even know that yet. So they're not a client, but like,
yeah,
just somehow getting to a point where I'm in, I don't know, helping people realize that. So I'm not sure what that looks like exactly, but yeah, so I would say my values are just protecting your health and stuff stress-wise and definitely working from a place of rest mm-hmm. and enjoyment instead of hustle and, you know, just for the money.
Yeah. I love what you said about like, you know, with your own life and stuff, like the outside the box, and looking beyond the ordinary, because I feel like there's definitely parts of my life where I went through that too, as far as like working from home. I wasn't planning on starting a business. I was just looking for like, how can I work from home? Because childcare is like eating up my almost entire paycheck and I feel like I'm going to get nowhere. And that just, and maybe you experienced this too. I remember when I was in that place of just kind of out of curiosity, looking at work from home options and how do people like become a VA or like, what are all these different things that they do? I had to get over this mental hurdle of just like, this is an actual responsible career, you know, like it's just so ingrained of like, you have to get a degree and you don't have a degree and you, and I was like finding myself just kind of having to like go and change how I even thought about this to get to the point where I was like, like not feeling like, but is this a smart move to like, you know, think about working from home and like health insurance, like what, you know, it's like all the things where they're like, but how do you do this? Okay. So like, it's helpful to hear like the values and stuff. I know that that's something that's like a huge connection piece as far as like looking at what values do I have? What values does my ideal client have? Like what's similar? Cause obviously not everything's going to overlap. I feel like that's a good starting place though. Like if you are feeling like it's hard because you said like, you know what you want to do, but you're still like this piece of like, who am I called to work with? You know, who's my ideal client? Can be tricky. I know for me, part of that was also just like, well, who's going to want to work with me? So I feel like there's a little bit of that. And there is trial and error too. Like you had said,
definitely,
you know, that you could see yourself working with designers or, you know, other like creative entrepreneurs. And I'm trying to even think like, I mean, most of my clients, every single one of my clients has been like a Christian entrepreneur, a Christian female entrepreneur. Even when I hadn't like totally made that decision yet, it just kind of like, that's obviously when you share about your faith and stuff, that's kind of who you attract and who's in your circle.
I think like if I like kind of boil it down, like I want to work with female Christian entrepreneurs who aren't put off by my love and passion for natural health and all that that entails. Because some people, that's just not their cup of tea.
So,
like boiled down, I feel like that's kind of it.
Like that's like the mental hurdle that you're like, but who's not going to be turned off by that? And I mean, that's, there's that part of like, it's part of your story. So like you need to talk about it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like it's part of your personal story and there's so much power in just like sharing your story. And I think that is definitely something that, that you should like, not capitalize on, but like hone in on as far as like people who share that, because there's a lot with like when you just look at your messaging, that's a big way that people connect. And as far as did I have a question in there about like what topics, like what like your messaging themes are? I think I did.
What are 5 to 7 themes that you can easily talk about?
So what were those for you? I'm curious.
I put down thinking outside of the box, opportunities are out there. Your health dictates your ability to live to your full potential. Power of a good website and brand. Authenticity is key. I stole that from you. There was like two of yours and I'm like, and when you said there's always a bigger purpose and then also just to be yourself. But yeah, definitely those were my 7, I guess.
Okay. 6. Yeah, I love those. Health is definitely a big topic for you. I'm just trying to think, like, who do you feel like? Do you feel like there is someone that you feel like God's calling you to work with, but like there's a resistance piece to it? Because I know like I didn't want to work with Christian female entrepreneurs. I really resisted that. And even though I resisted it initially and then I made that decision, But then there's been, I think maybe two times where I kind of like pulled away a little bit, but then I kept coming back. And I mean, now in 2020, I'm like, no, I'm doing branding for Christian entrepreneurs. Like that's something that I'm done resisting because I keep coming back to it.
I wouldn't say that there's, that I feel something resistance wise. When I was just starting out doing VA stuff, I was looking on like Upwork and stuff and, you know, different places. Mm-hmm. And what I came across was so many, I'd be like, oh, that sounds fun. And then, like something I could really get into, like if it was like a health and wellness company, mm-hmm. but then going on their website, you know, their values just didn't line up. Like I said, like they were very like new agey and meditation and different things that I'm just not willing to open myself up to.
Yeah.
So there was quite a few things, positions that probably would have been fun, but like it just didn't line up with my values. So
yeah.
I don't feel like I have resistance necessarily to who he's calling me to. I just don't feel like it's super narrow either.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if that makes sense.
Yeah, no, that does make sense. And like, even as you just said that, I just wrote down values and health, and I feel like you do have a pretty clear picture of like the kind of person you'd like to work with. But, and I know I've experienced this too, where like actually articulating like, okay, but how do I explain who that is kind of like murky.
Yeah.
because so like with the values and then the like natural health, holistic health, I guess, it sounds like those are the two biggest pieces. So I feel like focusing on the values and one of the values being like natural health would be helpful for you, like as a starting point. And, you know, when I talked about like for me, like the drawing the line in the sand versus like, would I rather every client be Christian or would I rather have every client be like a health and wellness business? Do you feel like you would rather have like the wellness aspect, or is it more just the values?
It's more just the values. Like yeah. I've even had, I don't know. I feel like I have had the thought a few times, like just because the natural health and stuff has been such a big part of my life the past few years that, and I also had thought about going and getting like, a certificate in nutrition and stuff too.
Yeah.
Just because it seemed like a natural progression.
Yeah.
But I have had the thought like, okay, this is an interest and a passion of mine. I'm like, but like I have other, you know, other things I enjoy and stuff. Like, mm-hmm. am I almost like forcing it on myself? Like, well, it's just natural that you work with health and wellness people, but yet I would totally enjoy working with like designers.
Yeah.
Like, am I almost feeling like I have to, just because that's where my life has been the past few years.
Yeah.
And when really like there's part of me that's just kind of wanting to branch out and like have a little bit more fun.
Yeah.
So I have thought about that. Like is God actually calling me to that? Or is it just like, I don't know, like this idea that I have that I just have to keep going in that direction, even though I'd really enjoy working with other just Christian women who are creative.
Yeah.
Because I started thinking back, if you go, I thought it was funny, on Jen's website, she talked about how as a kid, she would like draw like floor plans and stuff when she was a kid. And I'm like, oh my goodness, I totally forgot that like when I was little, like probably every other week, I would bring a new like drawing of a floor plan of my bedroom to my parents so that they would rearrange my room again. And that they had like this, when they finally got a computer, like there was this home design program on it. Like you would like build walls. And I would just spend hours like doing that. So I was like, I had forgotten about like all the like more creative like design type stuff that I did as a kid.
Yeah.
That, you know, just kind of got lost as I got older. So I was like, oh yeah. Like, you know, interests in that kind of stuff like have been with me for a long time. And I almost feel like I'm just like ready to have a little bit more fun.
Yeah. I love that. Like tapping back into like the creative stuff that you used to like spend hours and hours doing.
Yes.
Because when I think back to like 12-year-old me, I rearranged my room like when I was bored and like, I would much rather watch HGTV than Disney.
Yes.
Like I was like watching all the home remodeling shows and just like,
and what not and to that, wear.
Yeah. That was something that like, when I was that age, I was like, I want to be an interior designer. And I never actually like seriously pursued
that. Well, that was one of the things that I had thought about. And then it was either, I'm like, I want to be like an interior designer, a vet, or a dolphin trainer.
Two good options.
Marine biologist, you know.
Yeah.
And then I ended up doing none of those things. I'm like, how did I just, when I decided, you know, I didn't want to be a vet, I'm like, how did I just completely forget about like interior design? Like, you know, that like, I'm like, you know, if you could just go back to your 18-year-old self.
Like the moment where you're like, okay, but seriously, I'm going to choose like a real job. You just like ditch whatever the things are that you've always loved. I feel that. I did that too. And part of that was me with nutrition. I really loved nutrition, but it was like, I still resonate with what you were saying. And I love the clarity that you have too, as far as like feeling like maybe just sticking with the nutrition, like would have been just going with the natural progression of like, this is what I've been doing. So this is what I should keep doing instead of maybe exploring, you know, different ways that you can incorporate other things.
Yeah.
And you said at one point creative Christian women. So I wrote that down because as far as like trying to articulate like who you might want to work with, I feel like that might be an option of a way that you could be like, you know, I work with XYZ. And I feel like the way that we even just approach our business is, I mean, like we involve God with like all these decisions and it's like, I don't know, God, who, you know, who should I work with? What should I do? I don't know. I feel like the reason why that stuck out to me when you said creative Christian women is because like what you just shared about thinking back to when you would like give your parents these floor plans and be like, please move my furniture. I'm redesigning everything. Like, I feel like, but that's part of my core message too, but I feel like a lot of women can relate to that. Like the stuff that God just kind of naturally wired them to be interested in and the things that they love. And I mean, we're all creative, but there's a lot of women that really identify as like, I am a really creative person. Like that's just something that, you know, through looking into online business and stuff, that kind of like, you kind of like dust off that side of yourself. And it's like, all those things are like woken up.
Yeah. I think talking through it, like is helping me see, like, I get excited. Like I get more excited talking about like the Christian creative woman than I do like the natural, the health and wellness person. I think if I, like if my ideal client is the creative Christian woman, but I don't hide like who I, like my values and who I am and my story and stuff and how natural health has helped me. But I don't necessarily have to work with those people. Like, you know, I can just kind of, I don't know. You never know who you're going to like wake up either, if that makes sense. Like, like if God, you know, brings a great creative Christian woman to work with me, and then I don't know, like she asks about natural health or like my story. You know what I mean? Like, I do think sometimes if you're so narrow, like, who are you really reaching? If that makes sense.
Yeah.
So, but definitely I get more excited thinking about the different like creative businesses and stuff that are out there.
Yeah. And that's definitely like looking at who would excite you to work with is definitely a huge piece, because I know like when I get on calls with, you know, potential clients, that's a pretty good indicator of like, are we like excited about talking to each other? And like, I'm really excited about what they're doing and the vision for their business. But yeah, it's finding that like the common denominator of like what gets you excited. And I know that another thing for me too was like, because obviously if you are working specifically with like health and wellness businesses, like you're going to be gearing all your blog posts or like whatever you do for content videos towards like tips for health and wellness businesses and talking about health and wellness and taking care of, like that's something that has to be very prominent in your messaging. And for me, I was like, as soon as I realized that, I was like, oh yeah, I don't want to talk about that all the time. Like I had gotten personally just burnt out on, I mean, I had just been in a very intensive 2-year program for nutrition. And I was like, I'm burnt out. Like, I don't, like, that was the final straw for me of realizing, okay, that's not what I wanted to do.
Well, and I think I'm kind of like, I think that's kind of the point I'm getting to and why I'm like, am I just feeling like I need to like focus on that because it's just what I've known, but yet I'm feeling a little burnt out. Like the virtual assistant client that I have, is a dietitian. She's a digestive health dietitian. And I really enjoy working with her, but like I'm not really helping her with that part of her business. She created a product.
Yeah.
And like a gut health drink. And like that's exciting. You know?
Yeah. And even like thinking like to my group, I feel like that's a good example of, I've never specified anything with natural health stuff. I feel like people just can kind of clue in that that's the kind of person I am by like what I put out there. Those people are drawn to the group, which is perfect because that's like what I want. Like it's like this, I mean, not totally, but it's like, if I was going to get weirdly super specific with who I wanted to work with, I would love to work with like crunchy, natural-minded Christian women entrepreneurs. But like a lot of them just kind of are.
Yeah.
Like I don't specify the natural health part, just like you're kind of, it sounds like maybe you're leaning in that direction.
Yeah.
But because it's something that you're, just, that's who you are, and you know how you can just kind of like tell who someone like you see someone. I was at the library for story time the other day with my daughter and I saw someone and I was like, see, she looks like someone I could be friends with. Like you can just kind of tell how people dress and like, I don't know, little things like that. You can tell what they value or if they're into certain things. And I feel like, I mean, you know, as you develop your brand, if you pull that stuff in there, then those people will naturally be drawn to you. Okay. Well, do you feel good about like the creative Christian women?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. Yay! Awesome.